Newsbreak podcast.
We recently spoke to the EFF chairperson in KwaZulu-Natal, Mongezi Twala, who has confirmed that all the eight deputy mayors that they had in partnership with the IFP have tendered their resignation to various municipalities, including one of the economic hubs in KZN, in Umhlathuze, and also in Newcastle. He confirmed that they submitted their resignation letters over the weekend and also submitted to the party in the province as well.
And what has been the response on that from the IFP?
At the center of what led to this coalition breaking down is that the EFF themselves, they've confirmed that from the IFP, they've wanted one of the economic hubs, Umhlathuze municipality in Richards Bay. They said that they want also to showcase their capabilities to the voters that they can do better in governing one of the economic hubs in the province. However, the IFP had refused, hence the AFS-IFP coalition has now collapsed totally.
Speaking to some of the political analysts and views coming through seem to tell a story of a lack of service delivery that is expected, especially in the economic hub of Umhlathuze following this coalition collapse. Is there a sense of concern coming through from either of the parties in terms of the lack of service delivery to the people on the ground following this?
The EFF, the words that they use, they said that they wanted to rescue the Umhlathuze municipality, because at the hands of the IFP, they've seen that people are not, allegedly not getting services that they are supposed to be getting from the municipality. Twala went as far as saying that they believe they could have done better. And also, now since their collision agreement has collapsed, they are saying that the IFP is not going to be at the homes of these municipalities where they are working freely. They will be challenging the IFP, and also they are still eyeing Umhlathuze the municipality. They are saying that they are speaking to other smaller political parties. If they come on board, they still believe they can snatch that municipality from the hands of the IFP.
Strong sentiments, Nonkululeko, coming through from both these parties. EFF saying that they won't be dominated, IFP saying that they won't be bullied. Is there a sense of any type of resistance on the ground?
Now political parties are building up to 2024. In KZN, the political atmosphere is being shaken with this collapse of these coalitions, left and right and center. However, the political parties, they want to maintain their ground. They are building towards the 2024 general elections. At this point, it would be interesting to see if all these changes that are being brought about with the collapse of coalition agreement and also the new formation of agreements between parties will be the same going forward. We have heard from the IFP that they stood their ground. They said they were not afraid of losing. They said they can only lose up to two municipalities. On the other hand, the EFF said that they were working with the IFP in over 29 municipalities where they were assisting them. So going forward, it will be interesting to watch how this failed coalition affects both parties.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.